from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesia raises cocoa export benchmark on supply crunch. And Minister Purbaya reaffirms state budget support for Sekolah Rakyat. Here is the complete details. Indonesia raised its August export reference and benchmark prices for cocoa beans after supply disruptions in West Africa driven by adverse weather, pest attacks, and El Nino-related production declines pushed global prices sharply higher, the Trade Ministry said. The export benchmark price was increased to $5,064 per metric ton, climbing $1,418 or 38.90%, reflecting higher international market prices and export costs, according to the ministry's press statement received on Saturday. The ministry said the new prices also factored in global trade conditions and international logistics costs, with tightening supplies from major West African producers continuing to support cocoa prices. Indonesia's Finance Minister Purbaya Yudhisadewa reaffirmed the government's commitment to funding human resource development programs, including the Sekolah Rakyat or People's Schools initiative, through state budget allocations. The minister made the statement during an inspection of Sekolah Rakyat Integrated School 2 in Surabaya, East Java on Saturday. Purbaya said he hoped the program would provide learning opportunities that prepare students for better futures and encourage social mobility through education. The visit also allowed the minister to directly review the use of state funds supporting the education initiative. Next news is coming from Indonesia strengthens Asia-Pacific aviation safety inspectors. Indonesia has strengthened the competencies of Asia-Pacific aviation safety inspectors through an International Civil Aviation Organization, or ICAO, training program aimed at improving civil aviation certification and safety oversight in line with international standards. The 15-day International Civil Aviation Organization Government Safety Inspector Airworthiness Air Operator and Approved Maintenance Organization Certification, GSI Air, course concluded in Jakarta on Friday, bringing together 16 inspectors from 10 Asia-Pacific economies. Ministry of Transportation, in a statement issued in Jakarta on Saturday, that the course was designed to improve the competencies, qualifications, and standardization of airworthiness inspectors, enabling them to carry out aircraft certification and civil aviation safety oversight in accordance with ICAO standards. Let's move on to our next news, where Indonesia remains highly attractive for foreign investment. Coordinating Minister for Political and Security Affairs Jamari Chaniago said Indonesia remains attractive to investors amid global economic dynamics thanks to its abundant natural resources, vast territory, and ample room for development. Chaniago said during a meeting with local government officials on Saturday that the country's substantial development needs make Indonesia highly attractive for investment, as many sectors retain significant potential to support national economic growth. The government, he added, continues striving to maintain economic stability while mitigating the impact of global shifts to prevent heavier burdens on the public. Indonesia and India are expanding digital cooperation into artificial intelligence research, technology development and innovation, opening a new phase in their partnership. Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs Nezar Patria said both countries could advance collaboration through joint research, talent development, digital infrastructure and technologies benefiting the public. Nezar said in Jakarta on Saturday that India, as a natural partner with extensive experience developing digital public infrastructure, while Indonesia offers a large population and strategic resources to support AI adoption. He said Indonesia's AI roadmap regulation provides a foundation for turning bilateral cooperation into more concrete projects and initiatives. Next news is on Indonesia's troops provide free medical aid in remote Papua. Indonesian border security troops have provided free medical services to remote communities in Tiom Sab District, Lani Jaya District, Papua Highlands Province as part of efforts to strengthen ties with residents. Captain CKM Dr. Alhamra, a doctor with the 511 DY Infantry Battalion Border Security Task Force, said on Saturday that the program aimed to bring the military closer to local communities. Alhamra led the outreach by visiting homes, listening to residents' concerns, conducting medical examinations, and providing free treatment. The medical team treated residents with various complaints including dizziness, leg pain, toothaches, and skin problems. Let's moving on to Indonesia confident Kalimantan's forest land fires can be contained. Coordinating Minister for Political and Security Affairs Jomari Caniago said forest and land fires in South and Central Kalimantan can be contained through inter-agency cooperation and weather modification operations. The government has prepared response measures ranging from surveillance operations to weather modification, which can begin once atmospheric conditions are suitable for cloud seeding. Fighting forest and land fires is a shared responsibility requiring support from the government, security forces, volunteers, media, and public, Jomari said on Saturday, stressing the direct impact on human safety. Last but not least, we have news from Monas Prayer event draws thousands ahead of Independence Day. Thousands of people gathered at Jakarta's National Monument or Monas on Saturday for a national prayer and remembrance event ahead of Indonesia's Independence Month celebrations. The Religious Affairs Ministry estimated around 100,000 people from across Indonesia would attend the event. The Zikir and National Prayer Gathering is part of nationwide activities marking Indonesia's 81st Independence Day celebrations. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, today's Music Quarter presents a song from Alyssa. Alyssa, an Indonesian pop band from the city of Majalengka, West Java, fronted by Putri, the vocalist, Elton, the guitarist, and Andre, the drummer, was founded in 2018 on July 17, 2024. Alyssa released a song entitled Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua, or Make Me the Second. This song was popularized by soloist Astrid, which was released in 2007. Alyssa's version of Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua is packed in a more modern way. This song, which was a hit at the time, tells the story of someone who is a third party in someone else's relationship and has the desire to continue being in the wrong relationship. Listeners, here's Alyssa with Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua.
Jadikan aku yang kedua, buatlah diriku bahagia, walaupun kau takkan pernah ku miliki selamanya. Voice of Indonesia.
Jika kau ragu-ragu, pipi merona. Setiap kau jawab, aku satu-satunya sayang. Hanya kamu seorang. Bukannya ku tak percaya. Ku ingin dengar
various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Poverty and inequality, they are universal. They undermine every society, everywhere. But poverty is not natural. It is man-made, so poverty is not inevitable. It is an area where the world has made huge progress in the past few decades. Just 30 years ago, there were 1.9 billion people living in extreme poverty, but that number has been transformed. In 2015, it fell to 734 million. That's over a billion people lifted out of poverty.
A billion people out of poverty is amazing.
Amina Mohammed, Deputy Secretary General of the UN.
it was across the world we lifted people out of poverty. Across the world, more kids got into education. It was across the world maternal mortality was reduced. Across the world today, not many people will be left without access to a mobile phone. And what that has done to empower them to access to education, to a livelihood, is huge.
But still, almost 10% of the human race are living unbelievably harsh lives. This is largely determined by their circumstances at birth, and these high levels of inequalities work against better opportunities for all. Opportunities that could change the world.
The world is filled with inequality. While we are all floating on the same sea, we are not in the same boat. It's clear that some are in super yachts, while others are clinging to drifting debris.
Professor Sugarta Mitra is the brains behind what has become known as the hole-in-the-wall experiment.
I want to tell you a story about 1999. I used to teach people how to write computer programs. And I had a very, you know, plush office and everything. And just outside of these offices, there was this large, sprawling, urban slum full of children. Now, those children, they had never seen a computer before. They didn't know what the internet was, and they didn't know any English. But I had a sneaky kind of suspicion that there was a special relationship between children and computers that perhaps we were not aware of. So one day I tried an experiment. I made an opening in the boundary wall that separated my offices from the slum. And then I fixed a computer into the boundary wall so that from the other side of the wall, you could see the computer and a touchpad. And on the first day, we saw this 8-year-old boy teaching a 6-year-old girl how to surf. Now, how on earth did he figure that out? How did he know what the computer was doing 3 months after I had first put their computer in the wall? Children said they wanted a faster processor and a better mouse. I asked them, how on earth do you know these words? Where did you learn this from? And they said, well, you've left a machine here that speaks only in English, so we had no option but to learn the language. Easy, isn't it? I repeated the hole-in-the-wall experiment. For 5 years across the length and breadth of India, we have an enormous potential of what children can achieve together if we let them.
There is potential everywhere. We just have to unlock it.
Actor and UNDP Goodwill Ambassador Michelle Yeoh.
A huge amount depends on where public money is spent. More of it must urgently go into health, into giving everyone a safety net. There is a revolution that is happening in education, global digital literacy, connecting every school, every person to the internet. This can be done. The recovery from COVID must lead to an economy that works for everyone. Let's start with tax. We have widespread tax concessions, tax avoidance, and tax evasion, which means that there's so much less money for all the crucial things: health, education, social protection, green jobs. Many developing countries are weighed down by historical debts, spending more money on debt repayments than they are spending on healthcare and improving their own people's lives. And then there's the importance of global investment in peace. More and more, the poorest countries in the world are those countries where conflicts and violence tear apart people's lives and chances. The peace dividend for the world is immeasurable.
That's why, in March, the UN Secretary General called for a global ceasefire.
And we must break the vicious cycle of corruption and increase the power of the people to keep check on the people in power. A strong civil society, a free, independent media, and responsible social media platforms that encourage healthy debate. Equality unleashes the potential of everyone to improve their own lives and contribute to the lives of everyone else.
padamu pemilik hati yang tak pernah ku miliki, yang hadir sebagai bagian dari kisah hidupku. Engkau aku cinta dengan segenap rasa di hati, selalu ku mencoba menjadi seperti yang engkau minta. Aku tahu engkau sebenarnya tahu, tapi kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Mungkin memang benar cinta itu tak lagi berharga. Semua percuma bila engkau tak punya harta. Aku tahu kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Cinta sendiri. Oh, ku tahu engkau sebenarnya tahu, tapi kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Cinta sendiri.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. we present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is quote of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's quote of the day.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Didn't you hear Amanda's moving back to Colorado? It's 2013 and the end of my life. Freshman year's about to plummet just a little harder, but it didn't, 'cause we kissed on that Halloween night. I bleached half my hair when I saw Zoe on your vest, but it's orange from 3% peroxide thanks to you. I needed a good cry, I headed right to Kendra's. I hated you and I hope to God that you knew. Now there's drama, found a club for that where I met ya. Had a heart attack, yada yada. At the end, yeah, we burned, made a couple you turned.
Your mom.
We're moving in March or so.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Batam is a strategic city which borders the country of Singapore and Malaysia. Besides being known as an industrial city, Batam is also known as a city of culture with a variety of interesting heterogeneous inhabitants. This has also become an identity of Batam, which should always be maintained and not lost amid globalization and modernization. A tradition which is almost extinct and forgotten is the shafar bath. Listeners, shafar bath is a tradition that has existed since centuries ago in the city of Batam. However, currently only people of Teri in Sambau, Longsar district who still keep and practice it. Shafar bath is a tradition of taking a bath or dipping in the water together, held once a year in the month of Shafar in the Islamic calendar. For your information, Indonesia is a predominantly Muslim country, so many people still use Islamic calendar. Shafar bath is carried out at low tide on the last Wednesday of the month of Shafar. Various preparations are made before the bath, like preparing basoh rice, that is, yellow rice or rice mixed with turmeric and white rice, brede and cigarettes. Mr. Seno, a community leader as well as the inheritor of Shafar bath tradition, said,
"Rice is the symbol of life. In the past, they never ran out of rice, the symbol of livelihood. That was their advice. So the white rice, it's what today's people would say, quote, in honesty. Then the yellow rice is a symbol of somebody who has been elevated to a certain position in the society. Today, it's someone who has been successful, but still remember those with lower position than him."
Preceding Shafar bath, people will follow the Bedak Langi ritual. Bedak Langi or Langi powder is a mixture of ground rice, sepak tree bark and lime leaves mixed together and then rubbed on the head and hands before they go into the water. The bath is carried out under the guafak, a special container that has been used since ancient times. It is sunk into the water during the bath. It would be better if one dives into the water 3 times, then goes ashore to rinse with water that has been given some prayer for safety. Then it will be continued with a mass prayer on the beach, sitting together on dried palm leaves. After the prayer, the event is closed with enjoying the food prepared by local residents. According to the elders, Shafar bath is meant as an expression of gratitude for the blessings that Allah has given to man, because with gratitude, humans will be kept away from any disasters and distress. Benefits of Shafar bath as perceived by Hashim, one of Teri villagers.
Alhamdulillah, there are some benefits as long as we practice Shafar bath. We have a lot of blessings, health, benefit for all of us. You can imagine the feeling of being safe, peaceful. It's all there. Also family unity.
Not only Hashim who feels the benefit of Shafar bath, Liz, a mother of 4, who also lives in Teri village, said, Not only Hashim, who feels the benefit of shofar bath, Liz, a mother of four who also lives in Tari village, said, after the bath, there is a sense of fun and joy because it has become customary. Both men and women, and also the children, are all happy. Every year we take shofar bath. Once we do it, there is the sense of fun and joy. Shofar bath is not only for Tari village residents. Anyone can join it. Subhan, for instance, who comes from Palembang and is fluent in Malay, is very pleased with shofar bath, which can provide benefits such as the importance of togetherness.
People around Sambao, especially in Tari village, always remind each other of the importance of a togetherness. That's the lesson that I learned from the shofar bath that they have observed so far.
Listeners, shofar bath has become an almost forgotten tradition. Alwi Jamat Mansur said the tradition survives only in Tari village because there are some Malay figures still living there who used to follow and practice shofar bath. Whereas in other areas, most of Malay community leaders do not understand anything about it. They don't even realize that there is such a tradition like shofar bath observed by their ancestors. To preserve shofar bath tradition, according to Alwi, is not the responsibility of a cultural figure alone.
I hope it is not just the cultural figure, but my greatest desire is together we raise it again, all components of the Malay community, so the Malay culture can be raised again and to be preserved.
In addition to maintaining and preserving this tradition, what needs to be done is making shofar bath be better known and have more benefits for the local community. In terms of tourism, for instance, because shofar bath tradition has a great potential as an attraction for tourists who visit Batam, which will ultimately drive Tari economic turnover, especially for the village, Muhammad Zain stated.
Actually, if the tourism site is packaged properly, it will be an interesting event. People will be interested in coming over there, and if they have come, the village will be alive. There will be economic activities.
Listener, to package shofar bath as a tourist object is just a plan that nobody knows when it will be realized, because everything cannot be separated from the role and support of the local government as the policy maker. However, shofar bath will continue to be observed by the Malay community in Tari village, Batam.
Voice of Indonesia.
tiba waktunya. Tuk ungkapkan semua.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Today's Indonesian Wonder is featuring the beauty of Walanda Waterfall in Bandung, West Java. West Bandung has abundant natural tourism potential, and one of them is the Walanda Waterfall located in Gugunturan Citatah Village Cipatat Subdistrict, West Bandung Regency. This waterfall is one of the leading tourist attractions in Cipatat. Walanda Waterfall has its own uniqueness because the water flows from a tunnel that is approximately 162 meters long and 8 to 10 meters high in diameter. The height of the Walanda Waterfall is approximately 20 meters and flows into the Cirawa River, which continues to connect to the Cimeta River. The Walanda Waterfall Tunnel has existed since the Dutch colonial era, built around 1889 to supply water for steam trains at Cipatat Station. The name Walanda is thought to come from the word Belanda, which means Dutch in Bahasa Indonesia, which is related to the construction of the Bandung-Cianjur railway line in the past. In addition to having a waterfall that is hundreds of years old, the view of the green rice fields and the Cirawa River is also full of the history of ancient Bandung. Several facilities that have been built, such as the Rainbow Bridge, which is located right in front of the Walanda Waterfall, are also very suitable for photo spots. In addition to enjoying the scenery around the waterfall, you can also rest in the huts that have been provided. According to the manager of Curug Walanda or Walanda Waterfall, this tourist attraction will also build a spot for indigenous West Java or Sundanese art performances and traditional Sundanese musical instruments such as the Tarawangsa musical instrument and Beluk performance. Tarawangsa is a stringed instrument that only has 2 to 3 strings. Meanwhile, Sundanese art beluk is a form of Sundanese vocal art that relies on vocal strength without musical accompaniment. Beluk artists are able to create beautiful and complex melodies using only their voices. The sounds produced are usually high pitch and have distinctive curves. Curug Walanda Curug Mins waterfall can easily be reached by car. From the center of Bandung to the location of Curug Walanda, it takes about 1.5 hours. And if you are from the city of Bandung, you can use the route towards Padalarang and then Citatah. After parking your vehicle, you will have to walk about 20 minutes to the village road that passes the Bandung Cianjur Railway that is no longer operational. From the railway, it only takes 10 minutes to arrive at the location of Curug Walanda. If using a motorbike, visitors can go directly to the parking lot next to the waterfall. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. Bye now!
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from West Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Malam Bainai. Malam Bainai, composed by Karim Nur, describes the atmosphere before the wedding day. It tells about the traditional Bainai ceremony, in which the bride's nails are being decorated with mesh red flowers. It is similar to henna nails. The ritual is witnessed by young men and women with a goat curry feast as part of the celebration. When the groom arrives, the bride feels a mix of excitement and nervousness as she prepares to leave her single life behind. Well, listener, here is the song Malam Bainai by Eli Kasim. Happy listening!